Page 116. Learning to spot fake news.
18 times.
Here at Wakefield High School in Arlington, Virginia, these seniors are learning to identify false or misleading information.
What's the big deal about people being misinformed?
Social studies teacher Patricia Hunt is using a digital course called Checkology to give students real-world examples of news and information that is either factual, misleading, or just plain false. Take February's high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, where 14 students and three teachers were killed. She asks the students to think about whether the rumors that swirled after the shooting were actually real.
Students are bombarded with information, and they are also bombarded with so-called news, fake news, viral rumors, and misinformation. My hope in my lessons is that they will be able to identify quality journalism when they see it, and they'll be able to identify unfair, unbalanced, fake propaganda and the like when they see it too.
Studies have shown that teens get most of their information from social media, and they are more likely to believe the information they get from their friends. Ellen Miller is the founder of the nonprofit News Literacy Project, which includes Checkology.
I've really been struck by how students tend to see all information is created equal. If they're younger, they may think that if somebody put it on the internet, they verified it and it's all true, and they're inclined to believe it and to share it. By the time they're in high school, they're often more cynical, and they may feel that it's all equally driven by bias, by agenda. What's missing is that critical thinking skill to know what to do with all of that information.
Copyright Voice of America.